T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ron, guess who's back? My friend Carl is back. My friend Carl, who wants to buy my house, who is not a person, I don't think. He's some sort of bot. I don't know what he is, but he texted me, and it's my personal number, and he texted me from a different area code. I blocked his last number, and during the break, I look at my phone. Right at noon, it says, "It's Carl. Hi. I have an acquisition proposal for your property," and then he gives the zip code, reply stop to opt out. Ron, what am I going to do with Carl?
You have problems with Carl. I have problems with stink bugs. I don't know what is the worst there. I don't know. I thought you had put Carl in your rearview mirror, but apparently you haven't.
I'm trying to think of the best way to do this. I'm trying to think of the best way to get Carl. And I think there is no way to get him. I think that the system is set up in such a way. It's sort of like when people troll you in any way, shape, or form, that instead of giving milk to the kitty, you just have to ignore the kitty. So I think the best thing to do here is to block his number again. Although I'm tempted. Believe me, I'm tempted to put on the savvy old news hound glasses and get to the bottom of this thing and somehow crush Carl. But I don't think I can, Ron. Any advice?
If you blocked him, how is he still getting to you?
I don't know. He's from a different area code now. I don't know how Carl does this. He's very tricky.
They tell me, and not that I know anything about phones because I'm an absolute idiot, they tell me you can block his number so he can't get through to you. How is he getting
through to
you?
Because Carl has different numbers he's calling from. I blocked the one number. Now Carl's gone a different route.
I got you now.
Horse, what should I do with Carl?
I think it's time now that we have a confrontation.
Oh, you're gonna egg this on, aren't you?
Well, I mean, at first I was saying that you probably shouldn't go that route, but Carl just is not getting the message.
How do I do it? How do I do it when I know if I call that number, all that does is make for more trouble for me? It's not a real number. Nobody's going to answer. And if I answer the text, it's also more information for them. How do I go about this? How do I go about exacting revenge on Carl?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Joe. If you try to confront him, he'll kill you. I have no faith in you. You're a lover, not a fighter. I have no faith in you, so I would advise you not to confront him. Maybe follow your original advice and just say, you know what, I'm going to ignore him until hopefully he'll get the message and go away.
I'm leaning more toward horse here.
He's not a real person, though, so he probably won't ever go away.
I'm leaning more toward horse. I want a piece of this guy.
Take it from horse.
Take it from horse. I want a piece of Carl. I do. We're putting it out there.
If Carl has any guts, he'll meet you outside.
I'm trying to think what the way to do this is.
Can I post this? I want to get him back by harassing him with text the way he's doing it to me. Can I put this on social media?
See, you can't respond because when you respond, that's how he gets another phone number.
I know. So I'm trying to be creative here. How do I get him? What's the attack on Carl? I don't know. There's got to be people out there with advice on this. What have you done with the Carls in your lives? And I'm afraid the answer is going to be just block them and ignore them. Maybe that's the best thing, Ron. All right, let's move on. I'll come back to this. It would be stupid for me to text Carl back. It's like walking right into a trap. There's nobody to text. There's nobody there. There might not even be a Carl.
And then you'll fall into oblivion and we'll never hear from you again.
Here's the thing that's mysterious here is that I call people Carl and Carol whose names aren't that all the time, as you might know. Been doing it for decades. I'll just call somebody Carol or Carl. So is this, and this person has my address and everything else. What's going on here, Ron? What's going on? Is this someone who knows me?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just somebody out there that is a computer-generated thing, and that's why, you know, they get more numbers that they keep coming after you after you block them. I don't think so. I don't think it's a human being that is harassing you. That is my guess.
Horace, what do you read into the mystery of Carl?
Well, I agree that he's not real. Because if he's real, he'd have the guts to show up and confront you, Horse.
How dare you call me Horse? All right, we'll come back to this. I'm getting some advice here on Twitter.
Don't take that Carl advice problem.
Well, I might this time. In fact, I might put Carl on blast on social media. Juju talked to TMZ and says he wants to stay in black and gold. At the end of the day, I want to have my legacy in Pittsburgh and retire there, Juju tells TMZ. I don't want to leave. Asked if he would consider the LA Rams or Chargers, he said, until I get let go, I'm in Pittsburgh for life. Then he's asked about Ben and his chemistry and the idea of the Steelers possibly letting him go. I suppose it was before today's statement. For them to let him go or even think about it, it wouldn't be the best because I would love to play with Ben, said Smith-Schuster. This is quite the story, for one thing, how it's presented here. But for another, Ron, do you believe this at all? Do you believe he really does want his legacy to be in Pittsburgh forever?
I absolutely do believe that. Now, do I think he's going to end up staying here? Absolutely not. You know, he's got agents and they're going to be talking to him and, you know, your career is short. You got to go after the most money. What guys want and what is sometimes realistic are two different things. I'll take him at his face value. I'll take him that he wants to stay here if he can, but that's a real big if, and I don't see it happening.
I mean, I've seen this a million times. I'd love to stay here. Hopefully we can work it out. Now, this is a little bit stronger language than you see, you know, I don't know, an example off the top of my head, Jordan Stahl. Yeah, I'd love to be here for life. And the Penguins wound up making him a pretty significant offer, as I recall, before
trading. He didn't want to stay bad enough to accept that offer.
Exactly. And neither does Juju. So in the hierarchy of things that Juju wants, and I'm right with him on here. I don't blame him at all on this. Money's number one. Staying in Pittsburgh is probably a distant second, correct?
Yes. I mean, and that's fine. I mean, absolutely.
Of course.
I have no problem with that whatsoever. So do I believe that he would really like to stay here? Yeah. Do I believe he'd really like to keep playing with Ben? Yeah. Do I think it's possible? No.
I mean, he's welcome to sign back for a really nice deal for the Steelers, right, if he wants it that badly.
Then we'll find out how badly he wants it.
I'm with him. If I'm in his position, I'm going to get paid. Of course.
Yep. Yes, you are.
Now, do you think Juju will get paid big money on the open market?
What is big money? I don't think he's going to be one of the highest paid receivers necessarily, but I do think he'll get more than the Steelers can afford to give him.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know, $15 million or so a year.
I don't know that he's going to get that much. Maybe. I haven't studied the wide receiver pay scale. You know, maybe he would. I what are the top guys getting? He's not a top receiver. He's not, you know, obviously last year. Now, maybe it was the way they used him, you could argue, you know, that they did him no favors because he was basically a singles hitter, and you're not going to pay a singles hitter that kind of money. Will he get a lot? Sure.
Do other teams see him that way?
More than the Steelers can pay him. I don't know. I don't know how they look at him. We'll find out. But I just don't think it's going to be here in Pittsburgh.
I don't think other teams should look at. Do you think they should look at him that way? I sure wouldn't. I've seen him be way more than that. I thought he was underutilized in some ways. And I thought he played well. Like, I thought for the role they asked him to play, I thought he had a big-time bounce-back year. Like, 2 years ago, the one thing about his season, forget the overall numbers, he wasn't making plays when they needed them at the ends of games. He was dropping a ball here, fumbling a ball there, stuff like that. Whereas this past season, I admired the way that he played, but I just think he could have been used in a different role as well. A little more down the field is what I mean by that. They just didn't want to do that.
And that's very fair. But, you know, I guess you and I disagree. I don't look at him as a premier wide receiver. I look at him as a very good wide receiver. I don't look at him necessarily as a great wide receiver. So I'm not paying him, you know, outrageous money. Now, maybe other people look at him differently. Maybe teams, look at him a higher value for him than I do. But that's just the way I look at him. I don't look at him as a great wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't look at him as one of the elite receivers in the league. I don't think I said that. But that doesn't mean somebody won't pay him pretty big money here coming up.
No, you're right. You're right.
I just don't think
he's one of the better wide receivers in the league. I think he's very good. I don't think he is one of the better wide receivers in the league. Maybe I'm wrong.
I would agree. I think would anybody not agree with that? Is there somebody who thinks he's one of the elite receivers in all of football other than maybe him? I don't think anybody would disagree with you on that.
Maybe him.
Prediction from Pro Football Focus: Jets signed Juju for 4 years, $68 million, with $35 million guaranteed, $22 million fully at the signing. I think he's going to get pretty good money. I do. I mean, he's a talented guy. That's not top wide receiver money, but I think he's in the. I think people think of him in a tier right below that.
Maybe that's more money than I would have guessed.
We'll see.
You know, again, that's a projection. I don't know if he'll get that, but that's probably more than I thought he would. But if he gets that kind of money, then they absolutely do think he's better than what I do.
Coming up, Tiger Woods' reaction. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Just a huge bombshell story yesterday, broken in the afternoon, not long after we got off the air, and just a shocking story. Really, we'll talk about that next on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.